It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State's residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles, and all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Toonforce.
Good morning, good morning. 10:08. This is a Taco Tuesday. It's April the 19th. This is Speak Out 2.0 live from the Laughlin Mall. I'm your host, Larry Toonforce. Let me give you just a little bit of sports action. First of all, tonight, well, actually, right now, the Diamondbacks are taking on the Washington Nationals. That's a double hitter. They're going to play two games back-to-back. They started right now on our sister station, 94.3 or 100.5, depending upon where you live. And then this evening at 7 o'clock, game two of the Phoenix Suns and the New Orleans Pelicans. Need we say the Phoenix Suns won the first game. So hopefully they can stop. Hopefully they can win tonight. Again, those three games today. And tomorrow, the Diamondbacks take on the Nationals at 4:05. And then Thursday, 1:05. So four games in a row there. They should be pretty well whipped by Friday and take Friday off. And Friday night, we'll have the Suns and the Pelicans again for game three at 6:30. And then Saturday, we got a bunch more, and Sunday too, but we'll talk about those as we get closer. Speak Out Each and Every Day is brought to you by TWA Communications. Three different services, one dependable connection. Enjoy fast, reliable internet, digital phone, and TV streaming service from TWN in partnership with MEC. Go to TWN.com, TWNcom.com. com/Mojave, and sign up. I saw one of their trucks at Maverick today when I was getting my soda, and I said, "How's TWN?" He goes, "We're rocking and rolling." I said, "That's exactly they are." So they're connecting people as quickly as they can. If you want to find out if you can get connected, go to TWNcom.com or call 888-227-2095. Tumbleweeds Florist, yes. Oh, there's all kinds of occasions for flowers. Everyone loves flowers. Getting them, giving them. You know, there's several options, designs, and so many different colors and shapes and, you know, flowers to choose from. So if it's time for someone special in your world to get some flowers or a nice surprise or birthday or anniversary, think Tumbleweeds Florist in Bullhead City, right next to File Jewelers on Highway 95. You can pick them up or they can deliver them for you. Tumbleweeds Florist, 928-754-4949. ProFit Kitchen, the healthy restaurant in the Riverview Mall. Eric is celebrating 1 year on the 13th of next month. He's got all kinds of specials. Go to his website to see what they are. ProFitKitchen.com. That's KITCHIN.com. And now into the studio. I do want to remind you that today there is a ribbon cutting at Repurposed Materials. I've not been there yet. I'll be there today at noon. 5205 Lakewood in Fort Mojave. Call the Chamber, 754-4121 for more information. There's a blood drive this afternoon in Kingman at Kingman First SBC, 3 to 7. Call by talent. And there's a mixer tonight in Kingman. Oh, no, tomorrow. Oh, I'm sorry. The blood drive is Thursday and the mixer is Thursday. And they're in Kingman at the Beale Street Center of MCC. Call the Kingman Chamber, 753-6253. And now in the studio, joining us, and he's not even paranoid yet, Mr. Larry Topping.
How you doing, Larry?
Good, how are you?
Excellent.
From Bullhead River Run.
Yes, sir.
What's the name of the song?
Oh, man, you got me.
Who sang it?
I don't know. I don't know.
Tears for Fears.
Tears for Fears? Yeah, I would have never got that.
Oh, so Larry, you're just a little over a week away from the River Run kickoff.
Yes, sir.
And you're not in panic mode at all.
Nope.
You're calm, cool, and collected, which is really awesome to watch from my perspective. You know, to see a guy walk in that's going to bring, you know, 20 or 30,000 people to our town in a couple days.
That's the plan.
Wouldn't that be great?
That would be great. For the basically the inaugural year.
Yeah.
I think that would be excellent to get
20 or 30,000.
Yeah, I think that'd be great.
Yeah. And what will be your number guide on that? Will it be hearing from the casinos how full they are, or,
you know, that'll be one aspect, but yeah. We'll also have ticket sales for Quiet Riot.
Right.
We'll have t-shirt sales, we'll have the sales for the after party. And
right.
The different passes that we have available to people that are inclusive of the tattoo convention,
right,
or the after party with the t-shirt and the raffle and everything.
And is someone doing any head counting for you?
You know, that's actually not a bad idea, but we have three different locations.
Well, you just need three people to do a head count at, like, yeah, 4 o'clock, 8 o'clock, you know, or something like that.
Yeah. That's not a bad idea.
I got little clickers.
Right. Do you really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can we borrow those? That'd be rad.
You bet.
Thanks.
Because I use them for the expo to count kids.
I went on the radio to make a deal. Making deals.
All right. So I got to get clickers and drop them off to you tomorrow. Okay. I got to write that down or I'll forget.
Thank you very much.
And then you'll be calling me next Saturday going, Larry, where's the clickers?
Right.
Okay. So then you can get some friends to go do some head counts for you.
Yeah, well, we'll have somebody. There's going to be, you know, gatekeepers and doorkeepers.
Right.
So we'll have somebody at each entryway.
So at the that's real easy to do at the Aquarius. It's kind of tough to do at the park, huh?
Well, at the park, we're going to have there's going to be one entrance from both the north and south side of the gated area where we're going to have the beer garden.
You got to put up fencing.
Yes, we're going to put up fencing around the area where we're going to be serving beer.
Cool. Mm-hmm. So you can count that group.
Yeah, it's actually pretty big. It's like they actually have like a little bit of construction going on in between the museum.
Yeah.
And where my event area is going to be, so we're going to gate it off everything west of the little construction area that they have, and then all the way down to the river. Will be our event area.
So you have the river too.
Yeah. Well, we got the riverfront.
Yeah.
There's railing there, so it's not like there's a beach right there, right?
But how cool is that?
Yeah.
I mean, people can come up and listen to live music and sit on the beach.
Yep. Drink a beer or
put their feet in the
whatever
water.
Else they want to buy from there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So that happens all day. Thursday, Friday, Saturday?
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, we're going to have live music at both locations, the Bullhead City Community Park. And
Wednesday?
Yep.
Starting Wednesday?
Yep,
okay.
And the Anderson Fieldhouse.
So a week from tomorrow, this
yep.
all kicks off.
Yep, everything starts a week from tomorrow. Actually, we're going to go and lay flooring this Friday in the morning.
To cover the
To field cover house. The fieldhouse floor, to cover the turf. We need a couple heads to get together and help me. I'm going to buy breakfast burritos for everybody.
Okay.
If you want to volunteer to come help me at the field house, we need some able-bodied guys.
So, you know, Maverick makes a great breakfast burrito.
Oh, yeah?
I don't want to make a commercial for them, but I have them frequently. Yes. They've got like five different ones.
Oh, really?
Oh, gosh. Yeah. You know, we're going to get a new Maverick in Bullhead City.
Another one?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
They bought El Placio. They're going to tear it down and build a big Maverick there.
Oh, right there?
Yeah.
Wow.
Right smack in the middle of town.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Maybe there's a little corner you can do tattoos in.
Well, I don't know. I got a tattoo shop less than a mile away from that location. So.
Now, let's talk about the tattoo convention,
mm-hmm.
Which is actually that's where the mayhem came from, right?
Yep. Ink Mayhem.
Ink Mayhem.
Yep.
And how many tattoo artists will you have upstairs at the Aquarius?
Right now, we got just over 100.
Wow. And you're using everything upstairs, all those little rooms and everything, right?
Well, we have all of those. We have control, operational control of all of those little rooms. We're probably going to use one for our operational command center.
Good.
And then the other ones, I think we're just going to leave alone, but we're also not going to be having any other
thing going on
to where we're going to be bothering them.
Right.
Right.
Or vice versa.
Right.
Somebody could bother you.
Correct.
You know, somebody get in your way.
I don't know. I'm pretty easygoing.
Will you be doing any tattoos?
No. No. I've done tattoos there maybe a couple times, and it turned into be a pain in the butt.
Because while you're trying to do a tattoo, someone's going, Larry, can I ask you a question?
Yeah. Or, hey, we need you over there. We need you over here. Hey, there's going to be a tattoo competition. We need you to announce for the tattoo competition. So, I really can't do tattoos during that. It's okay. I tattoo all the rest of the year.
Right. Typically. So where will you be? Will you be at all three events every day? Or
Yes. I plan on being at all three events every day.
Do you have a chauffeur? Someone's going to drive you around all day and take you to all
I'm planning on just using my motorcycle. it also has been talked about having a boat down there close. You know, I could get picked up by a boat. Somebody could be docked at the Edgewater.
Oh.
I don't know if that's going to pan out or not, but I don't know if that would even be a quicker means of transportation. Maybe Friday and Saturday that might be necessary, but I think motorcycle on Wednesday and Thursday.
I think your motorcycle is going to be your best bet because I think the river, the weather's going to be warm.
Yep.
And the river's going to be full.
Yep.
So it won't be quick getting across the river from the chamber up to the Aquarius.
From the chamber up to the Aquarius?
Right.
That's a quick trip.
Yeah. You're thinking the Aquarius, all the way down
from the field house.
Oh, yeah. From the field house. Mm-hmm. Ooh. Well, I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah. I don't know. There's construction going on there. It's probably not realistic.
Yeah. Yeah, because it would be tough to get to the water there.
Right. It would be tough to get to a boat.
Yeah. And they'd be out there going, where is he? He told us to be here.
Right.
So which one of the three events excites you the most?
Well, the entirety is, for me, it's one event. For me, it's one event. Even though it is actually four events, it's we have After Mayhem. We have Ink Mayhem, we have Mayhem the Main Event, and we have Bullhead River Run. Mayhem the Main Event is the concert, Mayhem the Main Event is the sponsoring brand for the Bullhead River Run,
right?
Which is the southwest leg of what is going to become a rally circuit, is the intention.
Mm-hmm. Dang, bigger and bigger.
Well, don't stop.
Year you're going to go to Sturgis and you're going to promote this. Big time.
This year.
Sturgis this year for next year.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't think I'll ever miss Sturgis again. I went this last year, and I've got a lot of great ideas from going up there.
Good. Mm-hmm. And you want some more this year.
Yep. I talked to a few campground owners up there that have given me some great ideas as well.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Let's take a break. We're going to come back and chat some more.
All right.
You got questions for Larry, 702-298-1063. He'll be more than happy to answer for you. Let's see here. Don't forget, the 22nd is the inaugural All Public Health Fair in Kingman at the fairgrounds.
Is the air in your home or office circulating perfectly and always at the right temperature? No? Call 758-2400. Jeff Wilson at Arizona Comfort Solutions is just that. Your solution to a comfortable atmosphere at home or at work. When was the last time your system was serviced by a professional? Not just a new filter, serviced to last you until summer. Jeff and his team are prepared and trained to service any residential or commercial heating and air conditioning system. Service contracts for twice a year are available. Call Arizona Comfort Solutions, 758-2400.
When you need an electrician, you want experience, you want quality work, and you want a fair price. Those are the same qualities at Walker Service Electric. Keith Walker takes pride in his team, their quality work, and the final price. He has for 27 years serving all of Mojave County, residential, commercial, industrial, repairs, upgrades, or new construction. Call Walker Service Electric, 928-718-9444. Put the number in yourself. You never know. 928-718-9444.
Retirement and estate planning can be complicated. Hello, I'm Jack Mafauer, founder of East West Financial. I specialize in retirement planning, estate planning, asset protection, guaranteed retirement income, and investments with principal protection and final expenses. I have over 30 years' experience with many different plans available. Some plans even start paying immediately. Call me. Talking and questions are free at East West Financial. 928-888-9828. That's 928-888-9828.
Healthy lifestyle? What is that? Hello, everyone. It's Eric Fox at ProFit Kitchen. And if you know me, I'm all about a healthy lifestyle. And you want to learn more for free? How to eat better, feel better mentally and physically? Well, we have a free family health fair, and it's set for Saturday, April 23rd at Mojave Community College in Bullhead City, Arizona. Follow the signs. Come there. Hear from the professionals, dietitians, physicians, personal trainers, chefs, pharmacists, and home care nurses, along with police officers and much, much more. And the best thing, it's all for free. Leave with information for a healthier 2022. Saturday the 23rd at Mojave Community College from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Make sure you bring your friends and your family. And the best of all, it's all for free. And all this is brought to you by Mojave Community College, the Mojave Health Coalition, and of course, yours truly, ProFit Kitchen.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. I think we're alone now. Remember this? No? Tiffany?
Yeah.
She won't be at the field house. Speak Out each and every day is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative. Yeah, do you like to save money? Get that co-op connection card. Save money at the Dive Shack. Funky Poodle 2, which is now called Pet 5150. You can save money at, ABC, oh, that's A&C Plumbing Concepts, The Hut, T-Mobile and Kingman, yeah, Zubrick T-Shirts, just some of the places that you have a co-op connection card, you flash it, and you save money. If you like to save money in discounts, get one. At MEC on Hancock Road, or call 763-1100. The Laughlin Outlet Mall, your place for shopping, for lunch or dinner. We got three great restaurants downstairs. Upstairs, well, we got everything from boots to clothing. We got everything from sunglasses to sports items to chocolate to ice cream. Yes. On the front of the building, we have a medical clinic, a pet daycare, a dollar store and a bar, and a nail salon. Check us out here at the mall. And a radio studio. Yeah, featuring a tattoo artist disguised as an entrepreneur event coordinator.
That's a good way of saying it.
Yeah. Your new title for your business cards.
Right.
Yeah. We're also brought to you by Walker Service Electric. Walker electricians every day throughout Mojave County. Right now they're working on Fire Station 2 in Bullhead City, but they're in Kingman, Havasu, and if you need one, you just grab your phone and call 928-718-9444. If you need them at your business, that's not a problem. They can be there. Take care of whatever you got. You need them at home, not a problem. Call them up. If you want to put a new swamper in your house or your garage or something, you want to get some electricity there, call them. They can do it. Piece of cake, 928-718-9444. Kingman, Bullhead, and Havasu, and all the valleys in between. Walker Service Electric. East-West Financial Services. Are you thinking about retiring? Well, it's never too early, you know. And start planning for retirement economic-wise. Now, Jack at East West Financial, he does all that. Call him at 928-888-9828. Sit down with him. Talk about protecting your assets and let your assets make money for you. That's what you want. That's what he does. He's been doing it for 30 years, 20 of it right here in Mojave County. Offices in Bullhead City and in Kingman. All right, we've got 5 minutes left with the tattoo artist disguising himself as a entrepreneur event coordinator.
That's a long title.
That is a long title. Or we just call him Larry.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
So 8 days away.
Yep.
How's your wife during all this?
She's handling this as well as anybody can expect.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm constantly working on this. I don't have really much time for much of anything else.
Yeah.
I handle all of my responsibilities. I'm
Yeah, you don't have like
I'm
a co-chair, do you?
No.
It's all you.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
I had a lot of coaching last year from Jackie and Sean.
Okay.
And I've tried not to bug them too much this year.
Caller, did you have a question?
Hi, Larry. I just wanted to ask you about that ADEQ meeting at the winery. Is that supposed to be at the winery? That's tomorrow.
I don't have that on my calendar, so I don't know. Is that in Kingman?
Yeah, I was in Kingman yesterday, and I wasn't getting any KNTR signal at all yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday we had an electrical problem up
on the highway on the way back.
Oatman Hill.
I'd let you know, but
yeah, up on Oatman Hill we had a problem yesterday with lack of power. And Kenny, let me give you the number for the Laughlin for the Kingman Chamber, and they can probably answer that for you.
Okay, thank you.
928-753-6253.
6253.
Right.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Kenny, thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
So, see, people can call any question, and we take care of them.
Yeah, no, that's awesome.
Yeah, or
I like it.
We head them in the right direction.
Yep.
And you want Larry cell number two? Everybody has that already, huh?
Well, yes, it's. You can Google my name, and it'll come up.
How late does it ring?
All hours.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. I have to, you know, like I actually have my AirPod in most of the time. And people trip out around me. I'll be in a meeting and start talking to myself. And people realize that I'm actually
on the phone.
On the phone,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I look like a crazy man.
Yeah. I'm that way because I wear hearing aids and my phone goes in both ears, mm-hmm. you know. And Speak Out 2.0, did you have a question?
Actually, I wanted to find out if I could talk on the radio and promote our Road Rash Rodeo that we're having for the veterans here in Williams, Arizona.
I have somebody coming on here, I believe it's next week, to talk about that.
That would be me. I didn't know we were talking with the same station.
Yes.
Okay, I will see you then, all right?
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. All right.
All right, sweetie. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, everybody wants to come on here, you know.
That's a popular place
here.
No, see, yeah, it's a friendly place to call.
Yeah, we'll put a turnstile there at the door, you know, and start charging a buck.
Information.
Information Central.
Right.
All right, Larry, we're about out of time. What can we tell everybody? Quiet Riot, how are the seats going?
Seats are going good.
Yeah.
There are some floor seats available. Actually, I can't tell how the stadium seats are going, like the general admission seats.
Right.
But I can get a count on that today. There are some floor seats available, but they are going really fast at this point.
And you're going to get a lot of people in a large age range from 60s to 30s.
I think even younger than that.
Yeah.
You know, the older generations, the styles of then and the music of then is coming back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. My grandkids like the Beatles.
Right.
Yeah.
My kids like bell bottoms.
Who?
My kids.
Like who?
Bell bottoms.
Oh, bell-bottom pants.
Yeah, bell-bottom pants.
Wow.
Yep, so
isn't that crazy?
It's all coming back.
I have to get bell-bottom shorts. Larry, thank you so much. Always good information. I think this is going to be a fabulous event. I'm glad that we're part of it,
yes.
Sponsoring it with you.
Thank you so much for all your help.
Well,
I really appreciate you, Larry.
I think it's going to be a great event, and it's going to be good for our community. And the best part is you're putting it on, and you live right here in Bullhead City.
Yep, and I'm enjoying doing it for everything that we're doing for the community. I'm really proud to say that we are doing it for the community.
I'll be interested after the event to see how many restaurant owners call you and go, hey, we were packed the whole weekend.
That's great.
Yeah,
that's what I want.
Our drive-through was loaded.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, Larry.
Thank you, Larry. Stick around. We're going to come right back, and we're going to visit with Jordan Ross, the Laughlin Constable.
Do you and your friends often say, where do we want to go for lunch? Forget the usual. Head to the all-new ProFit Kitchen. Try the selection of 9 healthy wraps, a Smokehouse Philly, the Keto Cheeseburger, Smokehouse Turkey Burger, Portobello Chicken Sandwich, Impossible Vegan Burger, a Cajun Bowl, Blue Burger Bowl, Steak Fajita Bowl, and more. A complete healthy menu. Plus, protein shakes, nitro coffee, and meal prep solutions. You'll love ProFit Kitchen, and so will your friends. ProFit Kitchen, Riverview Mall.
Have you heard? TWN Communications is partnering with Mojave Electric Cooperative to bring fiber-based internet to your community. Fiber-based technology ensures you'll have access to faster internet speeds, keeping you and your business connected. Pre-register today and be the first to know when it's available in your neighborhood. To learn more and pre-register, visit MojaveElectric.com/broadband. That's MojaveElectric.com/broadband, or call 888-227-2095.
Hello, Needles, California. Chad Hansen here, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. I'm pleased to announce that the state of California has graciously granted us a license to lend in your area. You no longer will be held hostage by the high interest rates and fees of the big box mortgage shops. Mojave Mortgage can now provide you the same great customer service that we've brought to your neighboring communities for the past 5 years. Visit MojaveMortgages.com. Mojave Mortgage, tall on integrity, short on fees.
NMLS 1830581.
The Legacy Rehab and Care Center, located at 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City, assists patients with interfacility rehabilitation. Their skilled physical therapists will take the time to work with patients to get them back on their feet and headed home. This can also include occupational and speech therapy. For more information, call the Legacy Rehab and Care Center at 928-763-1404. Legacy Rehab and Care Center.
No one enjoys bugs in your home or office. You definitely don't want spiders or scorpions. Barron Pest Solutions can keep you from seeing bugs and spiders. Barron uses safe and effective products for inside and outside your home or office. Barron's certified technicians are trained to take care of your scorpions, sun spiders, ants, and rodents. And they use products safe for pets and children. Call Barron, 758-5499. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality. Experience. Family. 758-5499.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. I'm your host, Larry Toonforce, and each and every day the program is brought to you by Legacy Rehab and Care Center, rated a four-star facility by the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. They continue to constantly sanitize every inch of the building for their patients, their residents, the employees, and the guests. Legacy services include physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapists, plus it's a skilled nursing facility. If you know someone who might need those services, call 928-758-1404 or stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City. Mojave Mortgage, are you looking for some money? You want a vacation home? Maybe you want an investment home. Maybe you want a pool in your backyard. Maybe you want an add-on. You know, you want to remodel the house, or maybe you just want to refi and get a lower interest rate. You can still get a lower interest rate. If you've got an interest rate that's 10 or 15 years old, I guarantee you they can help you right now. So pick up the phone and call Chad Hansen. He's the president and CEO, 928-288-2691. You go into his office, you sit down, you fill out some paperwork for the loan. While you're filling out a couple pieces of paper, you look over at his desk. He's gone. He's not at his desk anymore. His chair's a dumbwaiter. It goes down into the vault under his desk. It's the size of the Pentagon, and it's got so much money in it. Every shelf has money. Every shelf has dollars stacked on it. He gets your money, puts it on a silver platter, and brings it up and hands it to you. It's that simple. Almost. Call him. Get some of Chad's money. 928-288-2691. You're going to party after you get his money. Yeah. Barron Services, experts in alarms, home or commercial, installation, repairs, replacements, and monitoring. Experts in pools, complete design, complete installation, complete landscaping with an owner on the job every single day, making sure everyone's doing the job right. Yeah. Experts in pest solutions, residential and commercial, and Barron uses products that are safe for your pets and your children. Or for your commercial business, for your customers too, and your employees. Yeah. Call Barron's at 928-758-5499. All right. Jordan Ross, the constable, is going to be here in just a minute. And while we're waiting for him, I do want to tell you about this weekend and tomorrow. Janice Young is going to be here to tell you a little bit more about it. But there is an annual Rods and Harleys show at Don Laughlin's Don Laughlin's Riverside Resort. It kicks off on Thursday through Saturday. It's the 22nd year. Call Janice Young if you have questions. 928-514-5062. And then also, the Kiwanis Gun Show and Firearm and Collectibles is this weekend. Kicks off on Saturday the 23rd from 9 to 5, and Sunday the 24th, 9 to 3. It's at the Bullhead Area Chamber of Commerce. Any questions, call Beverly, 599-6765-8388. And the money we earn from that goes to help us pay for swim lessons at the Bullhead City Pool. We talked about those yesterday. Now in the studio, our town constable, Jordan Ross. How are you?
You know, Larry, I am, despite the fact I've been fighting laryngitis for a while, so I don't have my usual mellifluous voice. I'm feeling pretty good.
Oh, good. All right. That's tough to get over sometimes.
It is. I've been, long since passed illness, but I've been battling the laryngitis for about 2.5 months now, but it's slowly...
Really?
I'm seeing an ear, nose, and throat guy next week, but it is actually in the last week it started to come back just a little bit better.
Wow.
A little bit more recognizable.
Okay. All right. So tell us, in Laughlin or in Nevada, what is the responsibilities of the town constable?
Constables, statutorily, are civil enforcement officers. So we serve... civil subpoenas, summons and complaints, public and eviction notices, and we enforce various court orders, such as wage and bank garnishments, property seizures, evictions, the very, very rare occasional civil bench warrant, and other assorted orders of a civil nature like that. So generally speaking, it's not good news when we're showing up, but typically we're not coming for you, we're just coming for your stuff. That's what I tell people.
Oh, okay. You come for our stuff, not for us.
It's in the 11 years that I've been constable, we've had only 2 arrests and 1 briefly detained person, and the 2 arrests were actually court ordered civil bench warrants.
Okay. So, because they didn't pay something or didn't do something.
No, that was a contempt of court refusing to produce documents in a complicated civil case.
Oh, okay. So yeah, when you don't comply with the court, they get a little upset.
They do a little, but typically we find, you know, 8 or 9 hours in jail that usually, you know, turns most people's attitudes around.
They get what they want. The court,
pretty much.
Yeah. Okay. So now you service just Laughlin, or?
No. We have developed a niche, and it's very surprising to some people, but I won't say we do all of it, but the vast majority of complex civil enforcement throughout all of Clark County, all the way up to the Nye County border, is in fact done by Laughlin. By the Laughlin Constable's Office.
Really?
Nobody else wants to do it. It's time-consuming. It's complicated. They don't have the skill set and the procedures and the personnel for it. So we have done a lot of really, shall we say, interesting things over the years since I took over as constable.
So when you say we, you have somebody else that works with you?
I have 2 civilian field officers down here known as constables, inspectors.
Okay.
Along with a chief clerk and a deputy clerk. And then I have... 8, soon to be 9 sworn deputy constables who work up in the Las Vegas, North Las Vegas, Henderson area for me.
And they're under you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you're like the constable for Clark County, and then you have deputies under you?
Well, constables compete. They can, you know, Henderson constable works outside of Henderson, or Las Vegas works outside of Las Vegas, so forth. So we do, as a percentage of the total constable business, we do a modest amount, but we certainly more than this town used to do. But as far as the complex, we're pretty much going to have the lock on that. We've done things like, have you ever been to Five Guys Burgers and Fries?
Yeah, in Kingman, yeah.
Yeah, great place. Well, on a Sunday morning several years ago, bright and early at 8 a.m., we walked into all 8 of them in Clark County and seized control of them.
Wow.
Simultaneously.
Really?
Yeah. The franchise holder was in default,
okay.
And the restaurants were the collateral. So we showed up and took them all, and then I left an officer in each one for the next 13 hours in case he showed up and tried to get into the safe, which, in fact, he tried to do. And then he met one of my smiling deputies, and it was suggested that...
He leave?
Yes.
Yeah.
We shut down a small... tourist airline once. We seized 3 helicopters up at McCarran Airport.
Oh.
We have...
But you seized them for the court.
Right.
Not for the constable's office.
No.
Right.
No. We anything we seize, we don't get to keep it. Right. We went in... we've gone into several conventions because we also enforce federal court orders. People aren't aware of this. Intellectual property cases, for the most part... we've been into several conventions, including one I was in recently, well, recently, just before the pandemic, Consumer Electronics Show 2 years ago.
Okay.
And we were enforcing, it was a trademark violation for the HDMI logo. And we went on to several foreign vendors who were selling HDMI cables, which anybody can make. Here's the interesting thing. There's no patent on an HDMI cable, but you can't put that HDMI logo without paying a license fee for the trademark.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Plus, I got to have my picture taken next to a cardboard cutout of Superman, and I got to see a 212-inch TV. So,
212-inch TV?
I was thinking to myself, wow, Star Trek would just look awesome on this.
I just think that every casino listening to the program right now said, get one of those.
Put it in a suite. They can rent that for a nice price.
A suite. They want it on the casino floor for sports.
It was a lot of fun. But so we do these interesting things. We even just got a call 2 weeks ago about seizing shares of stock because the Las Vegas Constable's Office, which is run by the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police, got the call, and we don't know how to do this. And they said, call Laughlin. They do all the weird stuff.
So you said the Vegas is part of Metro?
There are 11 constables' offices in Clark County.
Okay.
One of them is inactive. That's Searchlight. And one of them is run by the police. And that's Las Vegas Township. But all the other nine townships have their own constable. North Las Vegas, Henderson, Mesquite, Moapa, Good Springs, Laughlin, et cetera.
And then you said Searchlight is not...
Searchlight no longer has a constable's office. So between my office and the constable's office in Boulder City, we take care of whatever demand is there. But I can tell you right now, you literally, the last constable could go a year, almost 2 years, without a single piece of work.
Really?
Yeah.
And that's a hard time. They have a tough time paying for that.
No, there just wasn't much work, you know.
Hmm.
Yeah. So.
So, are you a county employee?
Yes, I am. I'm technically a county employee. I'm paid $1,750 a year.
That's it?
That's it. Well, I get health insurance too, and that's nothing to sneeze at.
That's true.
But then I get to keep whatever profit there is from the office, which is generally. Well, let's just put it away. Both my clerks make about double what I make. So I do get a paycheck every 2 weeks. My chief clerk cuts a paycheck, which I sign.
Right.
But it's basically, it's after everybody else has been paid, everything else has been paid, my paycheck is basically whatever's left over.
Okay.
So it's not huge.
Right.
Maybe $800 average.
So why wouldn't they dissolve the constable and Searchlight and just take that money and give it to the two?
Well, the thing is, they really weren't spending much money on it. And also, they don't, generally speaking, the county only, they pay for a token salary for constables.
Right.
Except in the urban townships, they pay them a pretty hefty salary. But for the rest of us, they just pay a token salary.
Well, this is urban.
Well... By urban, I mean a township with a population of 100,000 or more.
Oh, okay.
So there are only three urban townships in Clark County. It's North Las Vegas, Las Vegas, and Henderson. But so they pay the token salary, the health insurance benefits. They pay for in-kind services. So we get office space,
right.
Telephone, computer, internet access. I get one clerical employee paid, and all of the rest I have to pay for out of my own pocket. They don't pay for the deputies. They don't pay for equipment for the deputies. They don't pay for cars. That all has to be paid for out of the operating revenue of the office.
Oh, okay.
Right.
So where does the revenue for the office come from?
People who come in and who need work orders taken care of, whether it's civil process or civil enforcement. So if a landlord needs an eviction notice served, they come in and they pay us, you know, about 30-some-odd dollars. And depending on the location, you know, because the mileage will vary a little bit.
Okay.
And we go and we post it. And if someone needs a summons served.
So fees for service, basically.
Fees for service and the on garnishments and property auctions, we earn a very small commission.
Okay. All right. So those helicopters, did they auction those and you got...
No, actually, that was a writ of possession without undertaking, which means there was somebody who already owned them. So oh. that was more like a repossession.
Oh, okay.
So when it's a repossession, afraid right. there's no commission on those, I'm afraid. But it was interesting.
Yeah.
And it did take us a couple of days to track that because one of them was basically in parts. The company that had been leasing it had been kind of using one of them for spare parts.
Right.
It was a mess. It really was. And they hadn't been making their lease payments. But
so you have a law enforcement career for all this? Background?
Not when I first started. No.
No.
I was a politician first.
Oh.
I'd been very actively involved in politics since I moved here almost 20 years ago, and one of the things the constable's office here was not very active at all, and most of the work was being done by the two deputies who are here. Who are great guys. One of them's still here. One moved out of state. The other one's been here for a bazillion years. Great guy. But wasn't really doing much. And I said, and this was about the time that we lost the right to vote for our town board. You may remember this.
Yes.
In fact, back when Channel 2 still existed, this news came out, and Bruce Clark was all fired up about it. He said, knowing that I'm not an early riser, he said, live on air, wake up Jordan Ross right now. I want to... And that was pretty much the catalyst. And shortly after that, I announced I was going to run for constable. Excuse me, Larry. And I announced that I'm going to transform the constable's office into a portal to represent the constituents on any public policy issues, federal, state, or local. And that's what we've been doing ever since.
And you did that recently when everyone was screaming about their rents going up.
Yeah, that was an interesting thing because typically I have to be in Las Vegas for a civil bench bar meeting with the judges in the civil division at the district court. But, the pandemic rules are still – there was no meeting that day. And I'm going to get down to the town board. And I was unaware that there was this large number of people who were very unhappy coming in about – housing issues.
Yeah.
And I'm glad I was there because I was able to provide the members of the town board with some technical information that most people aren't really aware of. A lot of the people were talking about habitability issues, Larry. And this is, when there's something that, landlord's not taking care of, whether it's, the refrigerator, the air conditioning, the heating, or
right.
water, or anything like that. And what I explained was that, unfortunately, if you have an issue with your rent being raised, and you have an issue with habitability, the two of them legally really aren't connected. To make it more challenging, there's virtually no regulatory agency that can deal with habitability issues inside a residence. What you have to do is you have to go down to the court, which is easy to do in this town. It's a small town.
Right.
And if you live at the farthest reach, you can still get to the courthouse, in about, 11, 12 minutes.
Right.
It's not that far. And ask for a hearing, and then you can ask for permission from the judge to withhold your rent to pay for the repairs if the landlord won't. But that's your only option. The judge has to decide if there's a problem. But health, building safety, all of these agencies, they don't have any jurisdiction in on the interior.
Right.
Of the residence. So if you've got an issue with that, you have to go see the court. And, the judge knows about these things, and he can make an informed decision and decide if it's right or not.
And then I would imagine if the judge says, okay, your air conditioner's not working, I give you permission to hold your rent and get it fixed, does that individual then have to support that with a document?
Yeah, you do. In fact, actually, what you have to pay your rent to the court.
Yeah.
And then you bring the bills down, and then they decide – if they're legitimate, and then they whatever's left, they forward to the private. So I advise people, do not ever withhold rent because of anything wrong with the unit that you're renting without the permission of the court.
Okay.
That's simple.
All right, let's take a break. We're going to come right back and chat some more with Jordan. Stick around. If you have questions, 702-298-1063.
For value and style. Come on, let's meet and we'll spend the day. For locals and for tourists, there's no better getaway. See a movie, hit the food court, bring your family down. For all the best shopping.
Family Restaurant and Bakery is fully open and ready to fill your belly with your favorite meals, entrees, and desserts. From the kitchen, enjoy a delicious hot breakfast, an awesome lunch with sandwiches, burgers, salads, and more. Then the mouth-watering dinners, complete and yummy. All delicious, fresh Perkins pies from the bakery start at $9.99. Banana cream, chocolate French silk, cherry, strawberry, or caramel apple. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in Bullhead City.
Minutes still matter when it comes to medical emergencies. In some cases, fast care can be life-saving, especially for heart attacks and strokes. So don't delay or be afraid to get help if you need it. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center is safe and ready to care for you with limited entry points, screening for everyone, deep cleaning, and social distancing. We're taking extra precautions to help keep you safe. Don't put off emergency care. Visit ercarewarmc.com or call 911 in an emergency.
Do you remember when you couldn't be on the internet and phone at the same time? We've come a long way, and with Mojave Electric's fiber network and TWN's fast, reliable broadband services, you can be connected at the speed of light. There are over 3,000 MEC members who can subscribe to TWN services. Call 888-227-2095 or visit TWN's local store at 2020 Silver Creek Road, Suite 113D to see if you're fiber ready.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Your dream wedding, shower, reunion, or corporate event can come true at Laughlin Ranch, Arizona's premier golf course, clubhouse, and spa. Minutes from the Laughlin Strip, Laughlin Ranch offers stunning views of the Black Mountains, great food and drink, flexible reception areas inside and out. For celebrations of all sizes, learn more at laughlinranch.com or call 928-404-6006.
There are so many occasions for flowers. There are so many options and designs. There are so many flowers to choose from. Is it time for that special person in your world to get a surprise? Birthdays, anniversaries, or a friend in need? Think Tumbleweeds Florist in Bullhead City, 2107 Highway 95, next to File Jewelers. Pick up or tri-state delivery available. Tumbleweeds Florist, 928-754-4949. 928-754-4949.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Brought to you each and every day by Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, providing quality health care for everyone in a clean, sanitized environment. 24-hour emergency room, in case you need it. And the time arrives, just rush right in. A chest pain center that can perform cardiac catheterization 24/7 and cardiac rehab center downstairs. Learn more at warmc.com or call 928-763-CARE, 928-763-2273. Claudia answers the phone and she'll transfer you to anyone that can help you. Arizona Comfort Solutions, yes, how are the comfort tools in your home? You know, right now you can probably just open the doors and windows, but it won't be long. You're going to want that swamper running 24/7 or the AC. So you better make sure that your comfort tools are in tip-top shape. And that's the job of Arizona Comfort Solutions. Call 928-758-2400. They can also, you know, get it all ready for the summer. And then come winter, they can take care of your furnace, your heater, your heat pumps, your thermostat. They do it all in Kingman, Bullhead City, Mojave Valley, California. They're the only ones to call. 928-758-2400. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery, open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And breakfast, lunch, and dinner served all day long. Then there's the bakery. Ah, yes, enjoy a fresh cookie, a muffin, a slice of pie. Take home a whole pie if you want. Or the chocolate overload cake with a chocolate peanut butter drop or a raspberry lemon drop. All at Perkins. Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. Several ways for you to save at Laughlin Ranch. Hey, we went there for dinner last night. Yeah, because last week Harold was in here and he was talking about ribs, and my wife loves ribs. So we went up there last night. She had an abundance of them home. And I had a burger. Oh, it was so good. So think about Laughlin Ranch when you're hungry sometimes. And don't forget about the First Responders Tournament coming up on the 30th. And also, don't forget about the... I'll tell you more about it tomorrow. They're going to have
father and son who do Elton John and Billy Joel playing outside on the grass at Laughlin Ranch. Call them and check that out. All right, we got 3 minutes left here with Jordan Ross in the studio. Oh, about 4 minutes left. And constable's office is open, and you get most of your information then from the courts. Tells you to go do this, go serve that.
We get most of what we get are actually brought by the customers who pay for the work.
Okay.
So not a whole lot that we get directly from the courts. But the eviction orders come from the court. And notice of hearings, things like that. But most everything, you know, eviction notices as opposed to eviction orders, those come from property owners. And then wage and bank garnishments come typically from, from attorneys for the most part.
And then your service, your fees for your services are set, or do you set them?
No, they are set by state law.
Okay.
And so that's... there are
So they're basically the same in Vegas versus Laughlin.
Right. We don't cut people breaks. Some of the other constables' offices kind of gloss over, look over a couple of fees.
Okay.
We don't. so we're literally the most expensive because we don't give anybody a break on any of the fees. But, you know, we've got unparalleled customer service. So that's, again, that's why there, you know, people are asking why are there people up in Las Vegas using the Laughlin Constable's office. It's honestly, it's the service, you know. We're the only constable's office in Clark County that's open on Fridays.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We're the only one whose deputies will work on Saturdays, Sundays, evenings, whatever it's necessary, whatever it takes to get the work done.
Okay. So you guys will sometimes go all the way to Vegas and serve people?
Well, if I'm going to serve somebody in Vegas, I have people working for me in Vegas.
Okay.
So they don't have to drive up here from here.
Okay. But you do serve, but out of your office, it's accomplished.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
So that's because somebody in Vegas couldn't get a hold of a constable locally?
Well, you know, there are a variety of reasons. We cut checks and get the money to the clients, to the customers that we collect on their behalf faster than other constables.
Oh, okay.
You know, I used to be in private business. I used to be a businessman. I was a legal recruiter for many, many years. And many years before that, I was a food and beverage manager for 23 years. So I've run businesses where you had to keep customers happy.
Right.
And I've done the management and all the administrative things that come with that. So, yeah, I think those are the things that appeal to some of these customers. We're getting them their money faster. We're getting their work done faster. And we answer the phone, and we work longer hours. That's simple.
So you're almost in competition with other offices.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well,
okay.
That's been going on long before I was around.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. What's the number for your office if people want to call you up?
702-298-2311.
All right. Jordan, thank you so much for coming in. Good information today.
Larry, thanks so much for having me.
All right. Take care.
You bet.
All right, that's going to can it for the tuna. I'm about out of here. Paul Lavoie is up next. He's going to have a young lady who wants to be our state representative, Donna McCoy, followed up by Tim Gills. And then tomorrow on this show, we're going to talk about the Eric Fox's.
This is KNTR Talk, AJJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM and 106.3, the voice of the free.